Hi, I'm Skip Nipper. Welcome to my podcast, where I tell you about Nashville's great baseball history and traditions.
Shot to right, a one-hop liner.
Certainly about its past, especially about Tom Wilson Park, Herschel Greer Stadium, Sulphur Dell, but also a little bit about its present and future, too.
Yes, he can. It makes the waist-high catch.
And I introduce you to players, coaches, and other fans and their love for everything baseball.
A high fly ball down the right field corner going way back. Hits a leadoff home run.
Here's one of the great baseball names you have probably never heard before, and I'm going to mess this up, I know. But here you go. It's Vitautas Vito Casimiris Tamulis. Now, that's a mouthful. Known as Vito Tamulis, that's the name we want to key in on. I want to say that again. Vitautas Casimiris Tamulis, known as Vito. There's a Nashville connection. He was a native of Cambridge, Massachusetts, born on July the 11th, 1911, and was of Lithuanian descent. Now, he was a pretty good pitcher in high school, at English High School. He led them to the 1930 Boston City Championship. As an 18-year-old, he signed with the New York Yankees for $300 a month and began his pro career with Chambersburg of the Class D Blue Ridge League. In 1931, he moved up to Class C ball with Cumberland of the Mid-Atlantic League, where he was 15-4. And then he split the 1932 and 1933 seasons between Albany and Newark. But in 1934, with a 13-7 season with Newark of the International League, he was called up to the Yankees. And he played in one game, and he faced the Athletics in Shibe Park on September the 25th, 1934, when he held Philadelphia to 7 hits and a shutout, 5-0, a complete game win in his first major league game. Now, at the time, the 5'9", 170-pound left-hander, also known as Tammy, along with Vito, became a Yankee regular in 1935 and posted a 10-5 record with a 4.09 ERA over 160 and two-thirds innings. After the 1935 season, Tamulis was weakened by a prolonged bout of pleurisy and as a result spent the 1936 and 1937 seasons with the Newark Bears of the International League. After the 1937 season, he was traded to the St. Louis Browns, where he appeared in only 3 games early in their 1938 season, taking losses in all 3 appearances with a 7.63 ERA. As I understand it, pleurisy is a disease of the heart and maybe the lungs, and he just had not recovered from that when he was sent to the Browns. He was claimed off waivers by the Brooklyn Dodgers and turned his season around, posting a 12-6 record in 159 and two-thirds innings with a 3.83 ERA for the 1938 Dodgers. He appeared in 39 games for Brooklyn in 1939 and 41 games in 1940. And after the 1940 season, the Dodgers traded him to the Philadelphia Phillies, who traded him back to the Dodgers after 6 lackluster performances early in the 1941 season. Well, he appeared in 12 more games for the Dodgers that season before being shipped off to the Nashville Vols of the Southern Association in July, and he never made another big league appearance. He joined Nashville in 1941 as part of a deal that brought pitcher Charlie Gassaway and outfielder George Staller to Sulphur Dell from Brooklyn. Now, Tamulis was 30 years old, and although his weight had ballooned to 197, he joined 3 other Southpaws on Larry Gilbert's staff, and he finished 4-2 for the season. Nashville was in the middle of another good season with Larry Gilbert, his third year in 1941 as manager, and the club finished 2nd in the league standings. But as it was with Larry Gilbert, he led the team to the Southern Association playoffs and the right to face Texas League champion Dallas Rebels in those Dixie playoffs. Gilbert got Tamulis to start game 2 in Dallas, and after a shaky start, he settled down to allow only 4 hits over the last innings and at one time struck out 12 batters in a row, 4 innings, 3 batters per inning, 12 batters in a row, and Nashville won the series in four games. Now, the next season, Tamulis posted an impressive 20-8 record for Nashville in 1942, when once again the Vols had to win two playoff series to qualify for the Dixie playoffs, and they did, to face Shreveport, the Texas League champions. Tamulis started Game 4, and he held the Sports to four hits in Nashville's 5-1 victory. Manager Larry Gilbert said it was Tamulis' best game since the final game of the previous season in the playoffs when he won over New Orleans 1-0. Then when the 1942 season was over, Tamulis entered military service after the season, served in the U.S. Army Air Corps through 1945. And with World War II over, Tamulis returned to Nashville for the 1946 season and was 7-6 in 27 games, starting in 17. Now, he retired at the end of the season, calling it quits, but two seasons later in 1948 became player manager of the Hopkinsville Hoppers of the Kentucky-Illinois-Tennessee League, the Kitty League, where he posted a 17-3 record on the mound in 1948. His last playing season for the Hoppers was in 1951, and at Hopkinsville, Tamulis was renowned for his Ephus pitch, that blooping pitch that he had used with success in the big leagues against sluggers such as Johnny Mize. Tamulis remained in the Nashville area after his baseball career, and he died of heart failure at Veterans Hospital on May the 5th, 1974, at the age of 62. And during his retirement from baseball, Tamulis was employed by Johnny Beasley, that great pro baseball player who owned a beer distributorship, and in the recent years up to his death was semi-retired, working part-time as a grocery clerk. Between his retirement from baseball and his death, he often attended games at Sulphur Dell and was a frequent guest at Nashville Old Timers Baseball Association annual banquets. He never gave up on his love for baseball, even playing in a special three-inning exhibition game between old-time Nashville Vols and Grand Ole Opry Stars before the August 25th, 1955 game between Nashville and Little Rock. Now, Opry members were Roy Acuff and Marty Robbins, Cowboy Copas, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Jerry Bird. They led that Stars team along with former New York Giants pitcher Clyde L. Castleman on the mound and Nashville Vols manager Joe Schultz catching behind the plate. But joining Tamulis was an all-star cast of former Nashville Vols players: Johnny Beasley, Johnny Gill, Jay Partridge, Harley Boss, Walt Ringhofer, Mickey Kreitner, Johnny Gooch, Bama Ray, Red Lucas, and Eddie Lewis, among others. And so how did Tamulis do that night? Well, there's no report of the action. There's just a call out about the game being played that night. But there's not a box score I could find. I do know this: in front of 2,021 Sulphur Dell fans in the pregame exhibition, he socked a first-inning home run to lead the former Vols to a 9-8 win over the Grand Ole Opry Stars. Now, that's not bad for a ball player retired from the game for 10 years who only hit 11 home runs in his entire 16-season career. But there's more about Tamulis. On Wednesday, February the 5th, 1969, just 5 years before his passing, Tamulis was honored as Old Timer of the Year at the annual Old Timers Baseball Association banquet. "I'm overwhelmed and honored," he said, "that anyone would do something like that for me." And he added that one of his greatest thrills was playing for Newark in 1937 in the International League, when some newspapers called them the greatest minor league team ever. He said, "We won the Little World Series after being down to Columbus." Tamulis was 18-6 during the regular season that year. Now, an appropriate ending to his story is that he was named after the Prince of Lithuania, with the idea he would become a great man. And that man came to life in Vito Tamulis.